let me tell you, this is such a thrill to talk to you this morning. Darren Hayes, welcome.
Hey, thanks. I got to get that mix, whatever that is.
We can sort you out.
We can do that. We can do that. I have to start this by saying, back in the day when I got my first ever polyphonic ringtone phone, my first ever ringtone was Crush 1980 Me. I was obsessed.
Oh,
it was so great.
That is so cute.
I loved
it. You know what's funny? I'm so daggy, I think I got the crazy frog.
So you know what? Yours is much cooler than the crazy frog, let me tell you.
Now, well,
That's very cool.
What Darren will be happy about is the $1.20 that he got as a share from you downloading.
You know what?
It.
I think it cost me like $6, to be completely honest.
Oh,
hopefully you got a share of that.
Isn't that insane? You know, that's the one thing, though. I wish we could still do ringtones. Like, I know that... You know, I know people get all crazy about how, you know, turn your clicks off or whatever on your phones. But my thing is, like, I want to be able to, like, I miss my space and I miss, like, having my own song as my ringtone.
Who was in your top 8 on MySpace?
Oh, I used to put fans in there.
Oh, that's a bit cute.
Political. It was a bit cute, but then it became a bit mean. Because then I'd be like, oh, I feel like I'm, you know, it was before people called their fans, you know, like monkettes or gagaettes.
Yeah.
Or I'm a nerd.
Yeah, I was going to say, though, and then you'd switch it out, obviously, and then they get offended because you took them out of your top 8.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
Hey, you got to tell us about this brand new album, Homosexual. It's out October 7. I'm loving this.
Yep.
Your Mardi Gras performance, by the way. I was there. It was
one of the most
fun things I've experienced this year, hands down.
Oh, that was so nice of you. Yeah, you know what's funny? I'm 50. I know. I don't look it.
You don't look it. You don't sound it. Oh, my God.
Kidding. You know, I grew up in an era where I felt a lot of shame being who I was and copped a lot of flack for that. And I think it took me a long time to kind of really love myself. And I think being invited back to do Mardi Gras at this age in my life and this stage in my career was really a beautiful moment for me. So, of course, I dressed like a flamingo. And there were a lot of... let's just say I wasn't prepared for the live flames. I pretended to close my eyes as if I was lost in a moment, but truly what I was doing was protecting my eyeballs because I thought they were going to burn off my face. It was extraordinary, and that love, I think, from Aussies of the, you know, the Savage Garden history, I think really made me so grateful. And I think... my record and calling it that name, Homosexual, I mean, there's a sense of humour in that because I'm a gay person. And
yeah.
I kind of get a thrill out of making the morning show people have to say that name when they announce me on
You know what? I love it. I absolutely love it.
Like, and his new album, but also, you know, it's a big deal, I think, for me to get to a point in my life where I don't feel ashamed of this word that used to be used to diagnose people, as you know, in the 30s and 40s and 50s, as like a medical condition.
Yeah,
it was a stigma.
Well, some people would have negative connotations to the word.
100%.
When it's not the case anymore, I don't feel like it's the case as much anymore.
Mm.
Unfortunately, there is still that bigotry out there.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we live in a. I mean, Australia is an amazing country to be a queer person. I think that, you know, I love that we've passed, you know, marriage laws.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The fact that, you know, families can go to Mardi Gras and we have amazing artists, you know, like Troye Sivan. And I just think as a country, I'm really proud. I live in a country that isn't as progressive. I live in America. And, you know, there's a horrible culture war going on.
I'll say, I know with the single, All You Pretty Things, a lot of it was dedicated to the Pulse nightclub shootings.
Yeah, because, you know, as you know, we grew up in a country where there was one mass shooting and we just said, stuff it, let's ban mass weapons, let's never have this happen again. And
yeah.
In America, there's two or three mass shootings a day, and Pulse was a shooting in a gay nightclub, and I think a lot of gay people think of those spaces as, they're a refuge, you know.
They're a safe space.
Different, a safe space, exactly, and I think I took 10 years off, and in that time, that tragedy happened, and I thought a lot about my friends in the 90s who passed away from AIDS, and I just have this one line in there where I say, we've got a dance to remember them, and I love that it's a positive, it's not a even though it comes from a sad story, it's a really positive, beautiful message. And that's kind of what I want to do with this tour as well. I don't know if you know I'm touring.
Yeah, you're coming to Newcastle. We're very excited, trust me.
I am, yeah, which I'm excited about. I haven't really done that since the Savage Garden days. And this tour is, you know, it is all of those songs. It's called the Do You Remember Tour. And I don't know, I'm at a stage in my life where I feel very grateful for what I've experienced. And the fact that anyone even still remembers me, I think, is a big deal. And so my tour is very much, yeah, I'll be playing a couple of songs from this new album, but, you know, it's 25 years of music. It's 25 years of, you know, those CDs and cassettes, really.
And memories. 25 years of memories for a lot of people.
For sure, you know, and ringtones. you know, Home and Away.
So true.
Just those moments that I think, if you're very lucky as an artist, you know, you might get one song that people remember and they've taken into their hearts. And I think I feel so grateful that I've had a few of those in my career.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you're sounding like very philosophical at this point in your life. And it seems, I mean, and look, I think a lot of people are a little bit disillusioned with the state of the United States at the moment. When you come here on tour, do you think there's any part of you that would look around and consider moving back here?
I always want to. It's funny, my husband is British. We're such a strange story. Like, I'm Australian, he's British, and we live in America. Like, it's so wild. And he really, really loves the country. I think at the time that we got married, the marriage laws hadn't passed in Australia, so it really wasn't possible at the time that we got together. And we've been together for 17 years now, which is, I mean, he deserves a medal. he really does. Don't marry a lead singer.
Top tip.
True. But we actually come home a lot more than people realize. I just don't make a big deal of it. My mum's 78 now. And, you know, every moment that I get to spend with her is really, really precious. And every time I leave, it really is like cutting off a limb. I find it harder and harder. And you picked up on that. I am philosophical and I'm 50. I've spent 25 years of my life not living in Australia, but it's home.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It is harder and harder to leave. My brother and sister have both got kids, and it's been a real battle between the heart and the head my whole life, because when I was 23, Savage Garden was this explosion of opportunity, and it was just so much easier to be based somewhere in between, you know, whether it was the UK or Australia or America. But that has been heartbreaking. I can't lie to you about that. And living in the US as I am at the moment, you know, I'll be blunt. You know, I suffered through Trump, who is a complete moron. You know, I every time I come home to Australia, I just kind of think, why don't we live here anymore?
Hey, well, you're coming to have a look around. I'll say is, come with you as you're entering this like philosophical stage of your life. Come with your eyes open, because obviously,
where should I live in Newcastle? What do you think?
Well, Primo and I literally live next door to each other in a suburb called Mayfield. So maybe
God's country.
And you know what? The house next door to us just went up for sale. So there you go. If you want to live next door to us?
Otherwise. There's so many places with beautiful beach views, you know. I'm sure you could find an absolute stunner in Merriweather that would just rival anything in the country.
I mean, I am a huge Daniel Johns fan, like massive.
I think
like
he lives in Merriweather, actually. There you go. You can be neighbours with him.
So I'm just saying, like, and it's sort of a bit scary how much of a fan of his I am. So I'm sort of a bit of a Newcastle stalker, so I do know all those areas that you're talking about.
You've been here before. I love that. Well, you are coming to Newcastle Entertainment Centre Wednesday the 8th of February. The brand new album, Homosexual, out October 17. The new single is All You Pretty Things. Such an honour to talk to you. As I said, I've been a fan of yours, the solo stuff, for so long, and it's so great to talk to you. So fun. Good luck with the new album.
Sweet, guys. Thanks for talking to me.
You're so welcome.
I really appreciate you for, you know, remembering who the hell I am.
we love you for who the hell you are. Trust me.
Hey, we haven't really planned this behind the scenes, but any chance that when you come to town, Meg obviously being a pretty big fan, any chance we could just catch up for a quick hello?
Yeah, I would love that. Concert? I'd live for that.
Oh my God. Listen, I'm obsessed with coffee. So if you have a great coffee place that you recommend, don't say it on the air.
No, I won't. Right. Of course not.
Secret little cheeky catch up. I like this.
Let's get a cheeky little cappuccino. It's probably going to have to be decaf because when I'm on the road, I'm not allowed to drink coffee. It's so boring.
Really?
I'm not allowed to drink caffeine.
Right.
Really?
But, I know, it's bad for the voice.
Oh, interesting. Mm. That's interesting. I didn't know that. Maybe I should stop drinking cups of tea before I go on air every day. That's probably why I'm losing my voice, actually.
But Aussies have the best, I don't know how we do it, but we have the best coffee and the best like espresso machines and the best pour in the world. I'm here to tell you, like, it just is the best. And every time I come home, I'm just like, oh my God. So that's one of my favorite things to do when I come home to Australia is like, just find local cafes.
Yeah.
So let's find one that you love and let's go and grab
We'll have a cheeky coffee. I like this. Well, thank you so much. It's been so great to talk to you. We cannot wait to see you in Newcastle. Guys. It's going to be great. Good luck with the album as well.
Cheers.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.